Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Vav Mishnah Ches as well as Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. So in Perek Vav Mishnah Ches, the Mishnah tells us, Ochel Te'in V'Anav Mivrimonim Mivarech Acharein Shalosh Brachos Zivra Ben Gamliel. Wow, the Mishnah is going to mention a three-way machlokas. What bracha you say after eating particular foods? So if a person eats figs, grapes, pomegranates, any of the Shivas Aminim, really, he says a full Birchas Hamazon Shalosh Brachos according to Rabbi Gamliel. That means a full Birchas. Birchas Hamazon. It's based on the pasuk Be'achalta V'savata V'rachta Hashem Elokecha. So you have to say a full benching. V'chachamom and bracha achas main shalosh. Chacham say no. Shivas Aminim. You only say the Alamichya. You say the bracha achas main shalosh. You don't say the full Birchas Hamazon. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Afilu achal shelek. Even if you ate cooked vegetables, v'hum zono. But that's your primary meal. Mevarich achar of shalosh brachos. Then you say three brachos. You say the full Birchas Hamazon. So on that, the Bar Tanura just points out, Afilu Achal, I'm sorry, on the sheet of Rav Gamliel, that you say a full benching on this. So the Bar Tanura points out, the sphere of Rav Gamliel, the Viachalta, the Savata, Virachta, Lav Alechem Bilvad, Koi, Viachalta, the Savata, Virachta, is not only on bread, Ela Akol Zayin Aminim, Amuskarim Le Elbe Parsha, that it's going back on the Psukim earlier in the Parsha of all Shivas Aminim, Ubaikra, Shalish Brachos, Ramizi, and in that Parsha, you have a remez to all three brachos. Uberachta is birch sazan, ala aretz is birch saaretz. Hatova is the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Hatova ametiv was masukal later on in Yavne. And then we had the sheet of the chacham that no, you only say an alamichya. And then we had Rabbi Kiva who said you might even have to bench on a steak and some vegetables if that's your primary meal, because he understands viachalta v'savata that you eat whatever you eat that provides you satiation. How do we paskin? We paskin like the chacham. They only bench when you eat bread, and on the Shivas Aminim you say bracha achas main shalosh, and everything else you say bari nefashos. Bari nefashos rabos v'chasrunan, and the Bar Tanur explains chasrunan means lechem u'mayim, that it's yef shel iskayim below haim, that we have this need for lechem and mayim, and kol ma shebar lachios be'am nefesh kol chai means kolomar kol ma sheba olam, anything that's in the world shegamim lo nivru yuchol nabriyos iskayim, that even if they were not created we'd be able to survive, lo nivru kiyim letanuk, and Hashem only made these things for enjoyment, l'tosefes tova, for to make life, to give a little spice to our lives. So those are two separate inyanim, and that's why it's considered a bracha arucha, that it opens and closes with a bracha. That we say a bracha to Hashem at the end of this bracha as well, at the end of the bori nefashos. So in bori nefashos, Bar Tanur is pointing out a davar chashuv over here. We're acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating bread and water, which are absolute necessities, and we're also acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu making ice cream and other things that are delicious and that we just enjoy eating. The Mishnah continues that Hashosa Mayim Litzma'o, if a person drinks water because he's thirsty and not because he's choking or anything else, Omer Shakolnia Bidvaro, he should say a brach of Shakolnia Bidvaro. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Bari Nefashos Rabos. So Rabbi Tarfon says that he says the brach of Bari Nefashos. So Bari Nefashos is usually a bracha achrona. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's you say it before drinking water because water is more essential than other foods. And other drinks. It's basic to maintaining human life. So Rabbi Tarfon says that it's so important for that you can't just say a shahakol in water, that it needs to have a more chashuv bracha. That's what Rabbi Tarfon is saying, Bari Nefashos Rabos, as a bracha rishona. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. Mevarich lifnei shtiyas hamayim. We don't pass on Rabbi Tarfon. We obviously say a shahakol nebdvaro on water. Now, what if you're drinking water just because you have something stuck in your throat and you need to swallow or you need to not choke? So that the Bar Tanura says, then you don't say a bracha at all. Then you just drink the water. So Shaila, if a person drinks water, I wrote about this in my second Sefer, if a person drinks water just because he wants to keep hydrated, so he's not thirsty, he's not choking, but he's just, you know, it's a hot day, so the doctors recommend you drink X amount of water. He's on some sort of special diet where he needs to be drinking water all day. So you're just doing it to keep hydrated, whether you should recite a bracha on that. Most poskim say yes, because generally that's exactly the function of water, that the function of water is for hydration, and we do say a bracha on it. So that would count as litzma'o. If you look in the Malach HaShlomo, on the bottom of the Mishnayos writes, "Lemute chanakte humtza." That means to exclude a case where you're choking. Afilu mibracha achrona, diidafka mibracha rishana. He says you wouldn't even say bracha achrona when you drink water because you're choking. Because if it was only about bracha rishona, like Rav Paltigon and Rav Amram go and say, then why does he have to say it? Of course, you're an anus, you're choking. So what are you supposed to do? You got to get the water in. So obviously, if it's telling us that when you're choking, you don't say a bracha, the chiddush is that you don't say a bracha achrona. It's obvious that you're not going to say a bracha rishona. He also points out in the Malacha Shlomo that if, let's say, you're taking water for refuah, you just need to get a pill down or something like that, you would not recite a bracha on that water. But if you're drinking orange juice l'refuah or anything else to get a pill down, then you would recite a bracha because there is a certain inherent amount of hana'ah that one gets from drinking flavored beverages. So that comes even though you're also getting the medicinal benefit. Okay, with that we conclude the sixth parak of Maseches Brachos, and now we begin the seventh parak of Maseches Brachos. So the Mishnah tells us, Shlosha Shachlu Ke'echod Chayav Nezamein. If you have three people that eat together, they have to make a zimun together with each other. Achol Demai, if one of the three people was eating Demai, we're going to have a whole Masechta called Maseches Demai. Demai means food that you brought from an Am Haaretz, and you don't know if he took off Chumas or Maisos properly from that food. So Mido Raisa, you're allowed to rely that he did, because we assume Rov Amei Aretz Ma'aser Nehin. Most Amei Aretz do take off Chumas or Maisos, but Mido Rabbana, they require us to be Choshish that maybe he didn't, and we have to take off Chumas or Maisos ourselves, and therefore it's Tevel Mido Rabbana that you're eating if you're eating Demai. Or Maiser Rishon Shulta Chumaso, or let's say one of them is eating Maiser Rishon, where the Chumas Maiser was taken from the Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni VeHektish Shivtu, or Maiser Sheni or Hektish that was already redeemed, so therefore you're allowed to eat it. Vashama Shachal Kazayis, or if a waiter serving a meal to two other people ate a kazayas of food, so he's the third. Vakuti, or Kuti, ate together with two regular Jewish people. Kuti was a group of people that came to Eretz Yisrael toward the end of the Bayis Rishon, and they were attacked by lions, and because of that they were frightened into converting to Judaism, and they were hoping that that would save them, but they kept some of their old ways from before their conversion. So as there's a question of the Kutim are Geri Arayos or Geri Emes, do we consider them to be valid gerim? So our Mishnah seems to hold that they are gerei emes, that they are valid gerim, and therefore you can count them as part of the zimun. That's what the assumption of our Mishnah seems to be. So in all these cases, mizamnim aleim, we do a zimun with these people. It takes effect for because they're all eating food that is mutter to be eaten. So they can join together in a zimun together. However, let's say they're eating something that's not kosher. Achal tevel, they're eating real tevel. That the trumas meiser was not taken and given to the kohen. So this meiser rishon is a quasi form of tevel. It's Meister Sheni and Hektish that you do not redeem for money, where the halacha is that Meister Sheni has to go be eaten in Yerushalayim only. Or if the waiter who's serving ate less than a kezayis, so they can't be mitzdarif. Or the waiter, the third person was not a kuti, but Ovid Chavim was just a flat out Ovid Chavim, was a regular nachri. Then ain mizamin aleihem. Then we're not going to do a zimun in such a case. Now, when it comes to demai, the Bar Tanura points out that we call peros of an Am Haaretz demai because it's a contraction of two words, domai, meaning this. What's the deal? Is it mu'usar? Is it not mu'usar? Meaning, whenever you see demai, you have to ask, domai, is what's the story with this food? Because there always that we're choshesh that the Am Haaretz did not take off chumas and maisos, and therefore the chamaser eating their peros until you take off maisos yourself. And if you eat without taking off maisos, you do say a bracha. It's not considered to be a mitzvah above avera because we do assume that rov amei aretz have taken off maisos. Now in the Tos Yom Tov, he points out it's considered to be ro'u la'achila because ma'achila nasa'aniyim demai. Meaning, why is demai in the first half of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had two halves. The first, it spoke about those things that are kosher and therefore you can be mitzvah to a zimun, and then it spoke about those things that you cannot be mitzrayim to zimun because they're not kosher. Why is the mayin in the first half? You're not allowed to eat the mayin. You got to take chumas and maisos. So the halacha is that if you have a person who's an ani, since the real din on a daraisa level is that you're allowed to trust the am haaretz. So if you have a person who's an ani, you're allowed to be machil the ani to mayin. You're allowed to feed the mayin to the ani. So in that case, we say that we rely that that's considered to be kosher food, since from an ani's perspective, it would be considered kosher food. Now Tos Yom Tov at the end of the Mishnah says that Ein Mizamnin Alehen by all these cases with the Nachri and with the Pachas Migazayas and with the Meis Sheni Hagdish Alon Iftu. So he says Ikum Erabusa Desarvi Dafka Nachan Mizamnin Dil Berchsenen Mivarich Danen Elvi Shem Dvar Masurim Avi Kein Lem Keva Lizamin Alehen. He says some hold that this means just that you don't do a zimun about it, but you do say a bracha. When something is asr to eat, it still requires a bracha. It's just that you can't consider it to be something that has enough chashivos to make a zimun with it. He says, "V'ika merabusa," but some of my rabbeim disavri the afbirchsanan in name bracha mishum shemar b'tzei berach niyetz Hashem, that you wouldn't even recite a birchsanan on such a thing because it's a mockery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can say a bracha on that which is not kosher. You can eat a cheeseburger and you can say a bracha on such a thing. I was once actually sitting with Rav Shachter, and he got a shayla from a boy who was becoming religious. He was a ninth grader, and his family was not religious at all, and they would not make any accommodations for him. All the food that they were feeding him was mamish treif, but he's a ninth grader. He can't go out and live on his own, so he wanted to know, is it better that he should wash every meal so that he'll say a motzi, and he won't be forced into the shayla of whether you say a bracha on non-kosher food? What a shayla. Rav Shachter cried and said, yeah, taka, he should do that. It's a good eitzah that he should wash before each meal and have some bread. The bread is probably kosher, and that way he won't be put in a position where he's going to have to say a bracha on non-kosher food. He can't not eat the non-kosher food because he's going to die. He has to be nourished, and given his circumstance, that's what he had to do. Okay, so to quickly review, we did two mishnayos today. The last mishnah of the sixth parak told us that if you're eating shivas haminim, it's a three-way machlokas what the bracha achor is. Rabbi Gamliel says benching, the Chum say alamichya, and Rabbi Kiva says whatever you eat that is your su'udah, you would bench on. We paskin, of course, like the Chavim. And the second halacha that Mishnah taught us is if you drink water when you're thirsty, you say a shakol ni'abidvaro. But Rabbi Tarfon disagreed. He thought you say bori nefashos as a bracha rishona on water when you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you're just taking it because you're choking, then there's no bracha at all. Then the first Mishnah in Parak Zayin, we said that if three people eat together, they do a zimun. But there are two lists in the Mishnah. First, a list of foods that are kosher, and therefore, or situations where it's kosher for the people to be together and to eat together, and therefore they would join together in a zimun. And then the second was a list of foods that are not kosher or not appropriate to join together, like a nachri or pachas mikazayas, where you would not be able to make a zimun together. Bezras Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis.